beliefs right now. I'm only focusing on the beliefs for the moment. As we take a look at how we can get ahead at work, and we're looking at what we may be doing that's standing in our way. If you knew of someone, or you know of someone, who looks at you and says, nope, that person will never make it. They're not strong enough to deal with their opposition. They're not strong enough to deal with all of us who are opposing them. They don't have the skills that it takes to move ahead. They don't have the perseverance, the strength, the tenacity to stand up against all that's being brought against them. Person may be smart enough. They may be thinking you have the intelligence to do it, but they may be thinking you don't have the tenacity to deal with opposition, contrary people who fight against you and push against you. Would you consider that belief about you to be friendly or to be an enemy to you? That belief that you just don't have what it takes to hang in there, would you consider that belief? I'm not focusing on who has the belief, who holds the belief, just the belief itself. Would you consider that belief to be a friend / supporter, or would you consider that belief to be an enemy? And if you consider that belief to be an enemy, what would you do about it? Well, that said, what about your own self-limiting beliefs? What about you saying, you know, I just don't have what it takes to do this. I don't have the tenacity. Would you consider your belief to be an enemy / supporter, or would you consider your own belief to be an enemy? And enemies need to be dealt with. While many people equate getting ahead to having the right training, skills, and qualifications, the reality is it really boils down to your mindset and your level of self-confidence. Have you ever taken the time to ask yourself why you believe what you believe? Many of our beliefs, especially when it comes to money, love, and finding a fulfilling career, stem from our childhood. And those beliefs may be outdated. They may even be untrue. Here's a fact. Sometimes, even people closest to us will try to put roadblocks in our way. Family members may try to put roadblocks in our way. And they may try to put those roadblocks in the way internally. They may try to get us to think negatively about ourselves, so that hopefully from the inside out, roadblocks are put in the way. They start on the outside, our family members, whether parents, siblings, you name it. And then, once they have planted the seed, that dark negative seed of doubt, feeling of unworthiness, so that we think we just don't deserve success. We don't deserve to have good things happen for us. Then we fix it ourselves. They planted the seed, we've watered it, cultivated it, fertilized it, developed it, and now they have successfully managed to cause us to be our own worst enemy because of our own mindsets that we develop with their help. You don't have to accept negative stuff from anyone, even family members. More on this in just a few, right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. as we move forward on a Power Friday to see how we can get ahead at work.